Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now. Sports Talk on Demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back inside the bunker, everybody. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday, July 11th. It is hour two of the program. If you missed hour one, you have missed a lot. Holy smokes. Kelly Rempel with us, Mike Abu-Meshrick. We're all coordinated wearing blue today, and it feels great. They're telling us it looks good. Maybe we should do this more often.
This is when you know you've made it.
When you're on faces on a water bottle?
When you got a caricature and you're, the name of your show on a water bottle that's selling to the public, people are buying.
I think for the longest time, my mom was worried my face would end up on milk cartons. Remember that? Missing children?
Yeah, yeah.
So, that didn't happen. I survived that, but now I'm on a water bottle. Thanks, Remps. No charge.
And it's blue as well.
And it's blue as well. Blue is the color.
Ooh, that's actually Chelsea Football Club's song.
Don't
tell anyone in Saskatchewan that, though.
Aware of that. Hello to everybody across the prairies, across Canada, and around the world. Watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com or where you enjoy your podcasts. We're on them all, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Old Joe Broken Toe, Joe Gunn is from Moose Jaw, writing
747.
Says, great to see Kelly and Abu coordinating colors today. Don't forget about me. I got blue on, too. Week 5 of the CFL kicking off tonight. The BC Lions, home to the Edmonton Eskimos. That is not Canada's game of the week, so says our viewers and listeners today who are voting on the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll. They say that it's Calgary and Hamilton is Canada's game of the week, and it's not close. You can vote on our Facebook page as well as our website. They say it's not close. It's Calgary and Hamilton this week, which Abu is calling a Grey Cup preview. They are watching in Winnipeg. They're watching all across Alberta. Dallas at Phoenix Group, who never misses a show. The wonderful marketing ad agency in Regina, who came up with the campaigns, Melon Hit, Be a Football Hero, all the good ones. Dallas is, who is the guy on your team, on your crew over there from Flin Flon? Well, I call him Flin Flon. I don't even know his name. I had that because he's from Flin Flon. Makes sense that I would call him Flin Flon, doesn't it?
Reggie Leach.
Bobby Clark is his name. Why do you ask? No. It's they call him Jay-Z. Apparently, his name is Jeremy Zins. But I just call him Flin Flon. And we'll have to bring him out on stage in the bunker here one day. Clark Monroe, our producer, is saying, let's get the Facebook comments humming. Let's get them rolling. And so chime in on the Facebook wall today. We'll read the best ones on the program.
What's a donut showdown? Donna Burger.
Oh, you haven't heard about the donut showdown?
What?
Clearly, you weren't watching yesterday's show when you were camping at Cypress Hills. Do they have internet out there?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. Do they have Wi-Fi in those cabins at Cypress Hills?
You know what? There was a petition in Cypress Hills, and I don't know. I go there to get away from stuff. Wi-Fi needs to be better in the park, and they're sending it off to their MP or whatever, whoever they send.
I agree with them, especially if you're going to watch this show.
Don't go camping then.
People stay at work. Go to camping to get away from all that stuff.
That's why I don't camp.
Right. I signed the bottom saying I'm against this, and I put my name and information, but I digress.
I don't know where the comment was. I know we're kind of turning into a kindergarten class here today, romper room, and that's just fine. But the lady commented about donuts. I didn't see it on the wall.
Bring those water, Donna Burger. Bring those water bottles to the donut
showdown. Okay, so yesterday, You viewers are getting a little insight into what's inside my brain. Just imagine a squirrel going around in a million different directions.
Like Romper Room.
Like Romper Room, exactly.
I see a boo.
Donuts was in here yesterday, and I'm glad that Donna brought it up. She's out in Central Butte, and I'm glad that you read it. Hobo Donuts. I never had them. They're a Regina delicacy. They are taking the world by storm. Hobo Donuts.
How good could they be?
They were here yesterday with a box of them. Jimmy Schimmel is the guy who came up with them. His name is Jimmy Schimmel.
Yeah,
he sat in that chair yesterday.
About soccer or something like that too, wasn't
he? Nah, he wasn't. That was the next guy.
I saw bits and pieces.
Anyways, I found out the secret to Hobo Donuts and why they're so outstanding. Have you ever had angel food cake? I'm sure you guys have.
Of course. Who hasn't?
They're donuts of angel food cake lathered up with the most salacious icing you've ever had in your life.
Salacious icing is my favorite kind.
A win. That's what Hobo Donuts are all about. So we said we want to have a donut eating contest, but I'm not doing it live on the air because Abu's one of the guys that we've been doing live shows in restaurants, and the restaurant owners, the Greeks, you know how great a people they are.
Eat.
It's number one.
It's number one, the best. Don't worry about it. They come and drop a platter of Greek food in front of you, and then guys like Abu dive in, and then rest of the show is ruined. I'm not going to mention any names, Spiro Bonus. He's just being nice. But these guys immediately stop talking and start eating. So I said, we're not doing... Yeah, don't look at me
you
like that.
Because
it would make for unbelievable television, though.
That's a different...
You think so?
Watching this guy crush like a bunch of donuts?
You see, I think that's a different show, you know.
That's like, a different show.
We each put on those glasses with cameras and we just like...
It's a Rod Peterson show. It's perfect.
And what am I supposed to do while he's num, 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 num? What am I supposed to do?
There's 30 seconds left in the show.
Of it all.
Wait for the last minute and do it. Like right as you're going off the air.
This is what we've decided to do. And you guys need to watch more. Or listen more. We're going to do it at a Royal Regina Rifles Canadian Armed Forces tailgate party before a Rider game and have a donut eating contest. Hobo Donut says, we're in. Pick the game. We're there. So we're going to do it live there. We're going to have celebrities. You two are both welcome to come on because you're on the Mount Rushmore of the Rod Peterson Show hosts. Amanda Ruler, who we all know Amanda, she's volunteered. And I said, you are more than welcome to come in, Amanda, because you're 5'0". You don't have a chance. I'm going to start the trash talking now. And obviously, I'm going to be in this donut eating contest, but I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to go to the Rider game afterwards. I'm going to be vomiting probably because I can't put it away like I used to.
I feel like there's going to be too many participants. It should be like a round robin tournament.
A bracket.
And then like you advance into the finals or something. I don't know. And then live on air, you have Schulze against Luke in the final because let's be real. This could go anywhere.
I know. Mikey Wayne watching from Beausejour, Manitoba today. Thank you, Mikey Wayne. We got to get our Manitoba viewers up. Because I had a friend yesterday who texted me and said I was far too nice to Darren Bombing from TSN 1290 Winnipeg. Far too nice to him. And I said, listen, we need to make friends in Manitoba now. We want this show carried in Manitoba. We want viewers in Manitoba. I get that I'm hated in Calgary and Winnipeg. That's fine. But that was under the guise of my old job. You know business, Kelly. We need to... It's on relationships. You taught me that.
There's people that hate you in Saskatchewan too, right?
Yeah, a lot. There's probably more people that hate me in Saskatchewan than Winnipeg.
That's just because there's more people that know you here.
It's sheer volume. It's just a numbers game.
Right. So anyways...
And by the way, round robin, I think, instead of brackets for this thing.
People will die,
no,
Kelly.
No, people need to get a guaranteed... What if you happen to have two guys that, in the first bracket, the two best eaters, and they went against each other right off the bat? It's not fair.
Well, Brooke...
Give everybody the same opportunity.
Brooke, line everyone up by weight.
Brooke from Elford, BC, writing in this
Japanese
morning...
Japanese guys eating the dog
says, this hobo showdown will be the greatest thing ever. I'm starting to think that it will be... And the way that I have it envisioned is five or six guys and Amanda lined up in a row with a pile of donuts in front of them and go. And you got, 5 minutes to eat as many as you can.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's how I envision
it. I'm out.
I'm not saying that it's right or it's wrong, but that is my initial thinking. Now, getting more serious for a minute.
How fast can you eat three donuts?
You weren't serious before?
Well, last hour. We were talking about attendance in CFL stadiums, and Kelly had just an outstanding rant, if you will, on rider attendance here. And you're saying it's not as bad as other markets. And you're saying they're playing to 90 to 95% capacity, which is great. Other stadiums are not. Somebody wrote in and said, why don't the Raptors bring the trophy across the CFL to all the games? Like, and I said, what's in it for the Raptors? And I misspoke. I'm just saying, what do they owe the CFL? Why would they do that is my point. A, they'd have to be invited, and I'm not sure that they have. Yeah, but there needs to be a little more thinking, a little more creativity and marketing go into CFL games. That's what I think. I've said it for a long time. I'm sure it's not a popular opinion, but that's how I feel.
MLSC owns the Raptors, and owns the Leafs, owns the Argos. So those are the teams that are good.
Well, it would help.
Those are the teams that are going to get.
But I'm still not saying they don't owe the CFL anything. Well, so anyways, Don in Saskatoon writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. He says, regarding the Raptors, merchandise for one, increased viewership from other sports fans across Canada for another. Come on, man. No, I get it, Don. I understand that's what's in it for them. If you could just back off my throat for a second. My point was, what do they owe the CFL? Why would they? Raptors have been around since 1995, and the only part of Canada that gave a rat's ass about the Raptors was the GTA. I think we realized that once they went on this run.
But that's when you strike when the iron's hot, and they're hot right now. So it makes sense for everybody to do it. It makes sense for the CFL because it's going to put bums in seats and create excitement and interest. Like, take BC, for example. My guess is that the BC Lions have a very difficult time getting any kind of, you know, mainstream media outside of just the, you know, the beat writers. That would absolutely generate interest. So that's what's in it for them. What's in it for the Raptors, if you do a coast-to-coast run and pick a football stadium right across the country and you bring out obviously you're not going to be able to get Kyle Lowry to do it, but maybe you work out a deal with one of the guys, the role players, Jeremy Lin or somebody
this
like that.
This is their off season. They don't have to.
No, they don't.
What did you want to do in your off season? Where,
I just want to relax and not play basketball and not travel to where? Saskatchewan?
Right.
And we talk about, like, just because we're here doesn't mean that everyone knows where it is.
Okay, so why did the Blue Jays years ago, why was it? They were able to get, yeah, but
sports
they
guys
did it.
Doing sports things.
Yeah, but sports you haven't guys, seen the you keep talking about it like it's a slam dunk that private owners are going to make better decisions. Ask people in Ottawa
the way
how Warren Chen, how, he,
I know,
how
I
good
there.
A job. Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Just telling you how it is. I mean, I didn't make up the rules. I'm just, that's why they're not
coming.
Can you
clarify
if
for
you
the
play
new viewers?
The
hey, stop. Kelly, what Abu's saying, just clarify for those that didn't hear the great point by Abu last hour. Things were better when sports people were running sports teams. Was
so
his point.
They were better when Harold Ballard owned the Toronto Maple Leafs than the group that's doing it now.
So you don't agree with the booth?
No, I think there are great owners and there are bad owners. Period.
But if I may, I'm not a Leafs fan, but I've gotten to know Richard Petty, the guy who started the Raptors. You would remember, not the race car driver, the guy that was president of MLSE. The business people are in it to make money, and that's kind of where the riders are right now. They're falling potentially into the leafdom of we don't need to win to make money, and as long as we make money, we'll be fine. Dallas Cowboys, same thing, right? With Jerry Jones, who I guess is still a sports guy, but he's a business guy first. And the mentality is we'd rather make money and win. And that really is their job. The existence of the franchise is what's most important, but the importance and onus on winning isn't as important as it used to be. That's what I think.
Well,
over to you, Bob.
Well, I agree that you're... I'm not saying you're wrong, but I think that the people that run the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, like, for example, your CEO and your president and your marketing guy, they just look at it a little differently than the general manager or the coach, in the sense that the coach and the general manager, trust me, in all of these teams, they want to win. Some are just better at it than others, right? Like, Jeremy O'Day is not focused probably on a day-to-day basis as to what the marketing guys are doing or what, their plans are. He wants to win. Trust me. And you know
but
that.
But he's not the boss.
No, he's not the boss, but his job isn't to worry about that stuff. His job is to try to go out and win football games. That's it. Craig Dickinson's job to go out and win football games. So the role of the team is to provide those people with all of the resources to be able to go out and win. If there's no revenue coming in, you can't give them what they need. I mean, remember what it was like here back when Al Ford was the general manager? People still to this day say, oh, you know, Al Ford, he didn't, what did we do under his watch? Al Ford had nothing.
Less than nothing. Like, he was in the red.
He had absolutely zero to work with. He would love, give Al Ford the opportunity that the guys have had since, you know, Roy Shivers and Danny Barrett took over in the early 2000s, when all of a sudden there started to be a little bit of money rolling in. Then you had Kent and Eric in 2007. You were there. These guys had a windfall of resources that guys in the 90s never had, right?
But what are we arguing about here? What's the point? Well, what are you saying?
Well, the point is that the Saskatchewan Roughriders are a community-owned team, and your comment about, or you guys' thing about, you know, money's more important than winning. I don't believe it is more important than winning. I think everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to win. Some are better at it than others. John Huffnagel knows how to win. But do you think that John Huffnagel wants to win more than Jeremy O'Day? No way.
But he's not running the Stampeders, and nor is Jeremy O'Day.
And those are both football people.
That's where you're losing
people.
Me.
And I would suggest that, and you're right.
But hang on. Jim Hobson was the president.
Football
Wade
guy.
Miller's the president.
Football
and what a, that's what I'm saying. Well. Ken King's not a football guy nor a hockey guy. He's a newspaper guy. Len Rhodes, who is he? Where is he now?
Football guys can, sports people can also be business people.
Bingo.
It's a lot harder for business people to go and be sports people.
That's what we're saying.
I would suggest Shanahan running the Toronto Maple Leafs, because that's where we started.
The Shanahan plan.
Is a hockey player, is a hockey person.
But he's not running it.
Whereas 10 years ago, you had Tannenbaum and the Toronto Secondary
Tim
School
Teacher,
Teachers Foundation
Tim
running,
right.
The thing that just needed to make money so that teachers could retire.
Right. Couple things. I think we have to take a commercial here. One, does anybody want a pair of tickets to the Rattlers? Comment now with I want Rattlers tickets for your chance to win. Saskatchewan Rattlers, home to the Hamilton Honey Badgers, Friday night at Sastel Center. I'll be there. Dupes will be there. We want you to be there. I think we have one pair left. We've been given a slew of them by the Rattlers, but I think we're down to one pair left. So right in with that, I think Jason Lemons has already won those as I go along here with Clark. Sheldon Beatty saying, I want some of those sweet Rod Peterson golf balls. I appreciate that. I saw that Peter Butter Pete Saragello was littering the Estevan golf course with those golf balls yesterday. They're all over the great advertising, Pete. Losing those balls all over the golf course in Estevan.
There you go, right there.
Nashville Bobowski, and he's in Saskatoon. That's his actual name. Nashville Bobowski. And there's a guy that's incessantly writing in here by the name of Jim Rice, who's begging me to read his comments. He's filled the feed full. Have you seen that guy?
No.
He's begging me to read his comments. Okay, a couple. You wrote a damn novel, Jim.
They're too long.
It's too long. Like, if I showed you this monitor, right, we'd be here till Saturday, me reading your comments. And it's about the CFL being handcuffed by the Canadian ratio, because I've been going off that the CFL 2.0 experiment, right now as it stands, is compromising the integrity of the CFL by putting guys on the active roster that have no business being there and they can't play.
That's way too soon. But you see the NFL now doing a combine?
Yeah, and just because they're doing a combine doesn't mean they're going to play in the league. So let's just cool it.
Maybe in 10 years they'll be ready.
Right. So my point is, Jim Rice, don't yell at me for not reading your comment. Listen, I'm the quarterback, and I'll decide who I throw the ball to. I get that the receivers want the ball on every play. It's not going to happen. So if you can condense your comments to one or two sentences, I'll read them. But not this, okay? We don't have time. Homie, don't play that game. So more comments and questions are welcome. We'll be back with Rempel and Abu in the bunker. Darren DuPont will join us for the overtime segment. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Thursday morning sports update. The BC Lions look to make it 2 straight wins when they face the Edmonton Eskimos in CFL play tonight. It's the Week 5 lid lifter. The Lions are coming off their first win of the season, an 18-17 road decision last week at the Argos. It's the second meeting of the year between the Lions and Eskimos. Edmonton earned a 39-23 home victory on June 21st at Commonwealth Stadium. By the way, Daron Carter, was it three players fined by the CFL yesterday? Two for sure for social media infringement of the league's policy. Stefan Logan of the Alouettes and Daron got fined for what they said on Twitter. I'm going to tell you, CFL, you're going to miss Daron when he's gone. I'm not saying it's imminent, but he's the best thing the league's got going. Toronto Raptors have signed guard Terrence Davis, TD. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Another day off for the Blue Jays. They begin the second half of their season tomorrow on the road against the New York Yankees. The Houston Astros visit the Texas Rangers in tonight's only contest. And more hardware for Canadian golfer Brooke Henderson, the native of Smith Falls, Ontario, was named best female golfer last night at the ESPYs in LA. The event, an annual celebration of sports and athletes presented by ABC. And I think we got to start the Roddies. This is the first year of the Rod Peterson Show. Let's do it. Let's do awards for sports teams and personalities in Canada. I think it's a win. Looks like we've got some. By the way, Brett writing in on the Facebook feed, I want a coffee cup. Somebody else wants golf balls. Well, Darren DuPont's going to be on here later for the overtime segment. He's going to tell you that how you can purchase these from our website, rodpeterson.com/store. And you can buy these things, and I appreciate it. And plus, we're out at every tailgate before every Saskatchewan football game at the Armories, right across the street from the stadium. We got all these things for sale. So thank you for your interest. Mike Abou-Meshri, Kelly Rempel in the bunker with me here on this Thursday, episode number 29 of the show. Is the criticism too harsh of the 1-3 Saskatchewan Rough Riders? I'll start with you, Abou. It's the first time I've had either of you on since the game. The 37-10 thrashing at the hands of the Stamps the other night, Abou. How about you? People being too hard on them?
No, but the reason why so many foreigners stay in Saskatchewan and live here after their career is because people care. The expectations are always going to be high. Maybe not even high enough in some years. Oh, well, we lost, but we tried hard. That's what makes this market different than any other market, and what kind of makes me sad for players that only get to play here. You don't get to see the other side of the coin. This is the best place to play, and it speaks volumes, the amount of foreigners that stay here and raise their families here.
Never used to be that way, right, Remps? Less, you know that.
A lot less. And what's interesting is that the only time people care about that stuff is when the team's not playing well. Nobody ever said, how come the players don't live here in the offseason?
Of course.
After you've well, won a Grey Cup. But when they don't, people start to talk about that.
You talk about the culture in Calgary. The next guy comes up. Well, how do you do it? It's the culture. Jim Hobson built this culture and brought in guys that would be the head coach, that would be the GM, and nothing else, just the GM. Brought in guys that would be the offense. I didn't have to be the GM. I could be the coach. That culture is there. I mean, we were kind of thrown for a bit of a wrench earlier in the year, and since that happened, we said, well, this is going to be a tough year. We knew this tough year was coming. We have to take our lumps. I've been saying, who's better than the Riders? Or sorry, who's worse than the Riders? Who can we beat on a consistent basis? I think there's two teams out there, and they're both in the East. I think they're going to have a very difficult time this year. But that doesn't mean that they can't develop their next quarterback.
Then start now.
Because Well, we kind of fell off between Derry and there, right? Maybe we thought somebody could have, whoever we had in there, you put the name in there, got maybe thrown into fire, whatever happened. We need to build that culture back at the quarterback position. I think it's there in the locker room. I think it's there otherwise, other than this big bump, a huge bump. We got to make sure that the culture stays the same. And I think for the culture stays the same, we have to suck. The Riders have to lose to develop this quarterback. Cordy Fajardo is a baller, and that's what you want. You talk about Garcia. You talk about doubles. You talk about all these great quarterbacks. Say for Doug Flutie, he came in and started right away. These guys got to sit on the bench.
He'd been in the NFL before.
He never played CFL before. He had to sit and learn how to play the CFL game. This is Cody Fajardo's third year, and he sat behind, or fourth year. He sat behind some pretty good quarterbacks, learned the size of the game, learned how to be a player. Now he's got to go out there and do it. And at the end of the year, we're going to have a really good quarterback. I don't know we're going to have a lot of wins. I think that's a good year.
Kelly Rempel?
I agree. Hey, we agreed on something.
Finally.
I remember at the beginning of the year, you and Darren, we were talking, and I felt almost kind of bad because I was kind of the only one that was predicting or saying that I think the Riders are going to take their lumps this year. But I also said, and I still maintain, I'm a huge Saskatchewan Rough Rider fan, just like I'm a huge Minnesota Viking fan in football. I love those teams with all my heart and soul. I do. And I'm okay with losing as long as I can see that there's a plan and that we're building towards something. So when you're losing and you finish the year 4-14 with the oldest quarterback in the league and there's no end in sight, I got a real problem with that. But I'm totally okay with taking your lumps, losing some games. I predicted at the start of the season that this Rider team was probably going to have, 7 or 8 wins, and I think that's probably still where they're going to end up. But if they keep developing this young quarterback, you talk about Cody. I'll tell you something that really irked me the other night. I'm sitting in the stands watching the game, and after Cody Fajardo threw his second interception, this guy behind me, I can hear him talking to his son, and he says, "See, I told you this guy wasn't the real deal."
Oh, boy.
And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
You're getting wound up.
He throws a couple of interceptions and you've given up on him? Like, do people really think that the quarterback position in professional sports is one that you're not going to go through some growing pains? I mean, if guys that have played the position for 12 years throw 2 and 3 interceptions in a game, what makes you think that this guy's not going to do it? I mean, the whole point of quarterbacking and developing quarterbacks is to show some confidence in them, to give them opportunities. I didn't even like the fact they took him out of the game. I wouldn't have wanted to end that game for him.
I was surprised.
On that kind of a note, I would have given him a couple more series, ended on a positive note, and then moved the ball to the other kid. I didn't like the timing of that decision. I'm not going to go on a rant about that. My point is, this is a year, I think we all knew this, that they're not going to win the Grey Cup this year, folks. They're just not. They're not good enough. They don't have good enough players. They were left in a situation, you've talked about this, they don't have the most talent in the league. So let's take the talent we have, let's develop the young talent, and let's not start yelling and screaming at young quarterbacks in their third start, throwing their second interception, that we're giving up on him, and I knew that this guy wasn't very good.
Let me defend that guy. And I mean, that guy sits behind me at every game I go to, too.
Oh, they're like, everywhere.
There's more than one?
Yeah.
But,
and it doesn't matter where you sit.
He sits in front of me.
He sits in front of me, too.
And behind me.
But you were I just found out that this gentleman right here was the manager of Bret the Hitman Hart.
Agent.
You're not Jimmy Hart.
No, this no. Jimmy.
Mouth of the South. Kelly's the Mouth of the West.
Although I could have been.
So I love wrestling. Almost became a wrestler until the CFL thing came around.
Hey, Squirrel, stay on point.
If boos are just like cheers, so that guy sitting behind us booing to the wrestler sounds like a cheer. It means that they care. And that's why I say it's unfortunate that guys play that. I almost feel bad for guys that play their whole career here, because they've never had the opportunity to go to, Toronto and play in front of an empty building and nobody cares. You go to work and nobody cares. You know, there's no Rod Peterson show. You know, nobody recognizes you at the Dairy Queen, and you know, it's just a different thing. It's this different thing here. That's where we started the show, that this is a different market.
People don't boo if they never cared in the first place.
Right.
It's like the girlfriend that you had in high school that broke up with you, that you didn't really like in the first place. You probably didn't lose 5 seconds of sleep. The one you fell deeply in love with is the one that breaks your heart.
One you still think about.
Well, I get it.
You got to worry when the coaches stop coaching you and stop yelling at you. You don't have to worry when the coaches are yelling at you. That means they want you to get better. That means it's when they stop. That's the problem.
The Argos wish they'd get booed.
Yeah,
I think is the point.
No, I don't. My whole point was basically just like, let's just keep everything in perspective here. This is a pretty good young prospect that we have. He's the first one we've had, young prospect, in probably going back 3 or 4 quarterbacks.
Fajardo or Isaac Harker?
There you go.
Maybe
Hark Jardo.
And Jeremy put that together.
Kelly.
We didn't know that. Sorry. That Caleros wasn't. We kind of knew he was going to get hurt at some point, right? And Jeremy stacked him with the next guy for Jardo. And then Harker. We got lucky. They brought in a bunch of guys, and he was the guy that's developing. We now have that environment of.
Justin Dunk was on here a few weeks ago and said that it looks like the Riders have stumbled upon a quarterback on Cody Fajardo. And I love Justin Dunk a lot. We're tight. But I think it was an insult to Jeremy Udy to say that they stumbled on anything, because Jeremy's so calculated of a guy, right? And so, I don't know, with the minute details, I just don't think it would sneak through. You know, the work was done to get Fajardo. The work was done to get Isaac Harker. A couple things here on the Facebook wall from Casey Schroth writing in. He says, Producer Clark, let's get Jay and Dan on the show. Well, we've already had Jay, and Dan's not returning our messages. So whatever that is, go to our YouTube page and look at the Jay Onright interview here. It was way back in the first week of this program, maybe the second week. Go to our YouTube channel, become a subscriber there, and you can watch all the best segments from the past 29 episodes of this program. As a matter of fact, Jay went to go into the kitchen of his house and turned out that his wife was breastfeeding their infant child. So he turned around and came back out. It was a hilarious episode. You got to go back and check on these. The beautiful thing is, go back to our Facebook page, our YouTube page, and you can watch all the past episodes and all the best moments. And we need to get our Facebook likes up. So if you do like the show, like Andrew Nicholson writing in and says, your show is so awesome, can you please share the program? Go to the bottom and click share so that all your friends can see. That's the only way that we're going to grow. And we need you to like our page. From Dave, very well said, Kelly. So you were so ranting up. You were knocking stuff all over the place.
I kind of forgot that the cord was there.
Can you tell Abu the story of you being Bret Hart's agent?
What's the story?
Well, how that came to be, because I think a lot of people watching this morning would love to know. We're all friends of the excellence of execution. Not friends, fans. I've met them, but I'm not friends like you are.
How it all came to be? Okay, so I was the director of marketing with the Regina Pats.
Clark says, can we do it in 2 minutes?
With the Regina Pats back in 1993, we were awful. Just absolutely horrible.
93, you went to the East Final.
No, well, but I'm talking like the 93-94 season.
The next year.
Yeah. So in October, and I was trying to find a way to do something that's going to take the focus off our terrible record and put people in the seats without getting into that. So I threw it out there in the office. What if I could get Bret the Hitman Hart, who was world champion
on top of the world at the time.
Not an owner in the WHL at the time.
Yeah, not
close,
an owner.
Close, 2 years away.
And that's in a story we'll talk
not
about.
Not a good story, but a story.
But so anyway, everybody laughed at me. Like, yeah, as if Bret the Hitman Hart is going to come to Regina. Turns out I ended up getting a hold of Ed Whalen, who put me in touch with his dad, Stu, passed on a message to Bret, and that I was interested in talking to him after I talked to Stu for 4.5 hours and I couldn't get him off the phone, not that I wanted to. I had a baseball game to coach. I had to basically hang up on him. And one night on a Sunday...
Great stuff here.
I'm I'm sitting there watching a movie, and the phone rings, and I contemplated not answering the phone because I was right in the middle of this movie. You want the truth? You want the truth? Like a real key point in the movie. But I reached over, grabbed the phone. Hello? Is this Kelly? I said, yeah, this is Kelly. Kelly, this is Bret Hart calling from Calgary. And I'm like,
of course.
So anyway, he says, I don't get too many nights off. He goes, it's going to be difficult for me to do this. What kind of a dollar amount? We might as well get there that you'd be looking at. I gave an embarrassing low amount that what Billy and Ted and Morley were willing to pay to do this.
What's the ballpark on
that? There was this long pause.
What's the ballpark on that?
$5,000 plus all of his expenses.
Doesn't seem low to me.
That was about 25 years ago or whatever. He says, you know what, Kelly? Sometimes in life you do things not because it pays great. You do it because you just want to do it. My wife is from Dysart. Her family's in Regina.
I didn't know that.
If I can bring her, I'll do it. Well, let's do it right now. So I said, okay. So he sends me his schedule, all of the open dates. There's a Friday night in October against the Moose Jaw Warriors. So our average attendance was about 2,600. We got almost 6,000 people to the game.
That's marketing.
They were lined up around the concourse. He calls me up. He takes me the next day. He's visiting his family. Let's go for beers. We went to Delbert's. Invited me to his wife's uncle's for lunch.
You hit it off.
We became friends.
And you were there the night that he knocked out Vince McMahon.
I was. I wasn't in.
That's a story for another time.
I wasn't in the dressing room when he knocked Vince out, but I was standing outside the door, and I watched Vince come out with his head looking like this. and in the Wrestling with Shadows documentary, you can actually see me trying to calm his wife, Julie, down.
I've seen it.
When she's tearing a strip off of
And you had silver hair then.
A little bit.
And that was 20-some years ago.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. That was a tense night, boy, I tell you.
We got to pause. The man has stories. The man has stories. And I can tell, Kelly, the room is expecting big things.
Yeah.
We'll tell those stories in the weeks ahead. More with these two coming up. DuPont will join us for overtime coming up here in the Bunker. It is episode 29 of the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more, and we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Program continues on a Thursday morning from the bunker in a field north of Regina, or should I say North Regina. They still don't want it out where it is, and that's totally cool with me. Nice, hot, sunny summer day here in the 306. Glad to have you wherever you may be tuning in from around the world, including those in Norway who have already said good evening, Paul. Paul's here.
Well, thank goodness.
Paul's here. Paul's happy to be anywhere. One of the owners of the big show, and he has graced us with his presence here in the final segment. And Norway has checked in already, and
they're having
chicken kebab. What are they saying on the Facebook wall?
It's all about Hitman here.
Everybody wants the Hitman on the show, and we got a very important question, rider related, coming up from Trevor Parley. So hang on, but Kelly, you going to make it happen? I would rather have the Hitman in the bunker than on video chat, but.
Well, we could. You know,
beggars can't be choosy, as my mom used to say.
I was with Brett last week. In fact, I was just showing Abu some pictures. And
you've blown Abu's mind.
And
today,
he said to me, "No, but he said, when do the Stampeders play?" I said, "Well, the next game is like next week. So if we, I don't know when the answer."
October 12th.
Is it
in Calgary?
No, but here.
Oh.
Because he said,
"They're not coming back.
Maybe come down for a game when the Stamps are there. They've done that before." But he goes, "I wouldn't mind coming to Regina checking out the new stadium." So if that happens,
donut eating contest.
I will bring him. I'm not sure if he'd be in for that or not.
Scott Schultz isn't in it. I'm not in it.
Maybe a guest judge.
Guest judge.
I'll
sure.
have him on the show when he's in town. Trust
we
me.
We are working on Brett the Hitman Hart, the excellence of execution, to join us here on the program. So in the time we have left with these guys before we bring Dupes in for overtime, it's a good question from Trevor. We're talking about the next quarterback, the next one. Addison Richards yesterday, who I think is the next Tony Romo of broadcasting, sat in that chair yesterday and said Zach Kolaros was nothing more than the bridge quarterback from the last good one to the next good one. I'm like, took this young punk to figure that out. None of us could.
Well, they didn't have anyone to bridge it to.
No, and by the way, he said, he went on to say, wouldn't it have been great if Brandon Bridge was the bridge quarterback? And I'm like, stop it. Now you're getting into Vanstone territory with puns and very, very witty comments. So sharp this kid is.
He's already dead.
Anyways.
Brandon Bridge B.
Trevor says, so if it was one of those years where we're seeing what the young players can do, why did we spend so much money on veteran defensive players? $250,000 on Micah Johnson, $160,000 reported on Solomon Aluminium. It's because you fans can't be patient.
No.
Stop it. I'm not done. The term rebuild is a swear word in sports now. That's the you'll never hear a team say we're in a rebuild. You used to always hear it, right, Kelly? Especially when teams knew they were going to be terrible. It's let's not raise expectations here. We're going into a rebuild. But guess what happened? All of a sudden, people started stop buying tickets, right? They stopped watching the games because it's a bad mental term. Oh, the team's in a rebuild, so I'm not going to go to the games. I'm going to stop watching till they're good again. So teams don't say it anymore. And the Riders aren't necessarily, I'm not saying that they're in a rebuild and trying to hide it. It's become win now mode. That's what's different about sports than what it used to be. You have to win now, and your job's on the line every day. I think it would be great if the Rough Riders could say, you know what, 2020, we're hosting the Grey Cup. Let's just scrap 2019 and use it as a training camp for 2020. Would people be tolerant of that? I don't think so. So the question from Trevor is, and I put it to you guys at the time you have left, is why do they spend so much time? I think I've just explained why. Man, they can't be patient.
You build a team. You don't just throw a bunch of puzzle pieces together and hope they're of the same picture. You build a team like you build a puzzle. You got to put one piece then. This is a defensive football team. And whatever happened in February happened in February. You can't change the direction of your team overnight because, well, you can, but you're going to do a lot more damage than kind of massaging it to where you want to go. This is a defensive football team. They spend a lot of money on defense because of that. You want to call a dink and dunk offense. It's a ball control offense. It's a ball control offense. When you have a ball control offense, you probably don't score a lot of points. When you don't score a lot of points, you need to keep the other team from scoring lots of points. So that's how this team is built.
But that's the point. They need to win now. It's a nine-team league. I understand you should be in contention every year, but what are you building?
Well, if you're building your offense, if you're building your offense and scoring 15 points a game or 20 points a game, and you're building your defense and giving up 40 points a game, you don't have a chance. If you have a strong defense, it puts you in with a chance to win. You're not gonna look at the Argos. Their offense sucks and their defense sucks. They can't.
They won the Grey Cup 2 years ago.
I'm just saying that's what you get when you don't have a
poor
plan.
Toronto football fans. You just won the Grey Cup. How would you like to be Winnipeg, Kelly? In the time we have left, a couple minutes for you.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think that look, last year the head coach of the Riders, Chris Jones, made it very clear. They're going to win with defense and specialty teams. If the offensive coordinator and the head coach would have thought that they had the personnel on offense that they could have launched it downfield 15, 20, 25 yards and won that way to help the defense out, they would have. They didn't feel that they could, so they didn't. So the only way that they felt they could win was by almost getting as many points on specialty teams and on defense as what they were getting on offense. So that's what they did. This year, we've already seen a guy in his first and second start throw for 750 yards. Why? Because they obviously feel that his skill set and the people they have available to them this year give them those kinds of opportunities that they didn't have before. So the bottom line is that there's more balance with this year's team. Let's be honest. Last year's team, probably the best defense in the CFL. Mm. Offense, probably the worst offense in the CFL. This year, they're probably very average in both. I mean, let's call it what it is. That defense is not what it was last year. So they're going to have to win in a different way. Getting back to your point earlier, just because teams don't call it a rebuild, it's still a rebuild. They just don't call it that. It doesn't mean that anything's changed. So if it's not sexy or cool to say we're in a rebuild, that's still what they're doing.
Right. So you agree with what I'm saying, but nobody will say it. Because the fans won't be patient. And lastly, Wayne in Victoria says, I think we have to let Jeremy build a team that's his, not Chris Jones' team. And hello. Tell your friends. Because they're jumping all over them right now. That's how we started this thing. And it goes back to Tuesday on this show. Are people being too hard on the team? Van Stone said, no, they're not. Marshall Hamilton said, no, they're not. And these guys, I think, are basically saying, no, they're not. Because they are 1-3. But either you're in win now mode or you're in rebuilding mode, in my opinion. And they're in rebuilding mode, but nobody wants to allow them to be. Maybe. We got to go.
I just want to make a comment on McAdoo's dink and dunk offense.
I thought it was Huck and Chuck.
Whatever. 750 yards. You're saying how great that is. That's 750 yards when this offense is run well. No one has a problem with the offense when it's run well.
when you're playing the worst defense in the league.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
But he did it 2 weeks in a row, to be fair.
Okay, running the offense. And that's what that's this guy's skill set, is running the offense he's given.
DuPont wants to go 3 hours. We could do it today, but I told him, stop it. He will join us for the overtime segment next. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This 2018 Nissan Rogue SV all-wheel drive is employee priced at just $22,999 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. It's employee price, just $11,999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
It's the overtime segment. Dupes joining the bunker. Thursday morning sports update. Week 5 of the CFL season kicks off tonight in Vancouver, where the BC Lions host the Edmonton Eskimos. The Leos picked up their first win of the season last week with a one-point win at Toronto. Edmonton coming off a bye. TSN's got it. 8 p.m. Mountain, 10 p.m. Eastern. Major League Baseball returns from the All-Star break today with one game. The Houston Astros are in Arlington facing the Rangers. The Blue Jays return to action tomorrow night when they start a 10-game road trip in the Bronx. That's against the Yankees. Former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is recovering from a third surgery after experiencing complications resulting from his gunshot wound. Ortiz's wife, Tiffany, says in a statement that he's in good spirits. Ortiz was shot in the back at a bar in the Dominican Republic last month. Raptors have officially announced the signing of forward Stanley Johnson and guard Terrence Davis. Johnson split last season between Detroit and New Orleans and made 7 starts in 66 games. Davis signed with Toronto after going undrafted last month, despite 4 solid seasons at Ole Miss. DuPont here. Wayne in Victoria, who's been with us all morning, says this is one of the best shows you've done so far, and that's saying something. Well, I'd like to think that we are getting better every day. Isn't that the idea? Isn't that what you hear from all the football coaches?
Seems like it.
Just need to get better every day. The teams that say that are usually the ones that win the championship. Just saying. Tom in Winnipeg says, Troy Westwood nailed it with Operation Cakewalk. That was back in hour one. If you want to go back, Westwood was outstanding, which you knew he would be.
Yeah.
What did you like about that interview with Westwood? It was hilarious.
It was funny.
He says, Argos Bombers tomorrow night is Operation Cakewalk. If the Argos don't win or don't lose by 50 points...
We need more Troy Westwoods, though, in the CFL.
We need more people that say it the way that it is.
Some swagger. He's got a little bit of attitude, but he also, yeah, he doesn't hold anything back. I think that's important. He's got personality.
Norm Fong, Hall of Fame writer, equipment manager, writing in. Great show today, Rod. Thank you, Fongo. There aren't very many guys that have Memorial Cup rings from the Pats and Grey Cup rings from the Riders. He's one. There really aren't that many. Can you go back to the last comment you had up here on the prompter Clark from the guy Jim, who apologizes for his long rant with another long rant. You thought that was funny, didn't you?
I did think it was funny. You know, he gets it. I think he understands, right? I mean, it's tough because they roll so fast. And if
Facebook string comments,
if it's too long, then
I can't read it.
We don't see all of it because it goes too fast and there's too many comments coming in.
Basically, Mr. Peterson, he says, sorry for too long of a post. I thought maybe you two are like the rest of the media and Glenn Suter, controlled by Ambrosi with his gag order. I was never controlled by a gag order. Maybe that's why I'm sitting in this chair now. But I don't think Randy Ambrosi's gagging anybody unless I missed any sort of memo on CFL 2.0 or anything. Suter's going to say it the way it is, too.
Yep.
Glenn is. I'm not a fan of CFL 2.0 as it stands right now. And by the way, Jim isn't asking about it. He's saying the Canadian ratio handcuffs teams. And I totally get what you're saying. But at least Canadian players are good enough to play in the CFL. At this time, the Mexican players and a lot of the European players are not. That is the difference, Jim. So I get what you're saying, but the Canadian Football League for 100 years has been around. They've had a ratio for 100 years. I don't think you should be forcing European players onto the roster as a marketing gimmick because it's not fair to those players. Keep them on the practice roster. That's what the NFL's doing. They've got exemptions for European players, but they're never going to dress and be on the field in a game. And just because the NFL's having a European combine doesn't mean they're going to play either. So come on. Who are you trying to kid? What do you got to say?
Not a lot today.
What about that Raptors idea? That was you were the one that said the Raptors should go across the country with the trophy into CFL stadiums. I'm the one that said, why would they? They don't owe the CFL anything. And I'm the one that's getting crucified for saying, why would they?
But we got to be careful. I didn't say the Raptors should do it. The CFL team should be bringing them in and inviting them out and parading them around and doing what they can do to celebrate the Raptors. Hey, we want to celebrate you. We'd love it if you could bring the trophy down and celebrate. We'll put you up. We'll fly you in. We'll connect you with a new fan base, and away we go. Especially the markets like Mosaic, where they had the massive Jurassic Parks. You know, the Raptors should want to, from an upper management standpoint, want to go out and say thank you to these communities for supporting us during our run, and hopefully that we'll have your support moving forward and get, you know, whether it's Nick Nurse out there or Masai Ujiri or whoever it is to, you know, talk about where this is going. Because, you know, if you watch Ujiri in the news conferences and stuff, he's a pretty confident guy. He's
right.
Got a lot of charisma. He's got a lot of swagger. When he speaks, I trust that the Raptors are in good hands. Right, I trust that they're going in the right place, in the right direction. And don't you want to start spreading that message across the country and keep this team united? Because the Jays didn't do a lot of that. I mean, they did some, and they were around celebrating. But as soon as the team stopped performing, have we talked about the Jays at all this summer?
No, of course not. Kelly, you must have enjoyed the part with Kelly Rempel when he said how he started this relationship with Brett the Hitman Hart. Was bringing in him into the Agrodome in 1993 for the Pats, who were languishing at 2,500 fans a game, and they packed the Agrodome because Bret Hart was there.
Yeah.
And I used to sit in these marketing meetings with WHL teams and CFL teams, and I've been in NHL team marketing meetings too. Near the end, I wasn't invited into those meetings, but I used to say, we need theme nights every game. This was for hockey, but they're like, no, can't do it every night for 36 nights or 41 nights. And I'm like, why not? Why can't you do it every night? Because the Pats back in the day, when Kelly was marketing for them, had theme nights every night. Whether it was 80s night, Halloween night, Bret Hart night. Hell, they had a haircut night. they had girls doing cutting hair on the concourse that Kelly had tied people in with. Why not? That's what gets people talking in town. The not necessarily sports fans. Yep. Oh, did you hear that? They're doing this at the game.
Well, what they did in Saskatoon, and they ran it for a couple of seasons. They didn't do it last year, but they had with your pets. You could bring your dog to the game.
And yeah, I'm not an advocate of that.
They reserved a whole section.
I don't want them crapping on the floor.
No, but they kept them in the section right inside the door. It was real easy. They weren't going around the concourse. They weren't moving around.
Who was they? The Blades?
Yeah, the Blades and like the fans who brought their dogs to the arena. It was the section right by the door, the back door. So you came in, you sat down. That was it. One section, one area, but it brought a whole group of people to the game who had never come to a hockey game.
First Nations night, let's have a Ukrainian night. Sports people aren't running sports teams anymore. And you're seeing the gouging of the fans, because that's really what businesses do. and it's not as fan-friendly.
Yeah.
But it's a topic for another time. Tomorrow's going to be outstanding. Darian Durant, John Lynch, Chris Getzlaff, Ray Jacobs, Craig McMorris. I will ask you before we go to please hit share at the bottom of the page. Tell your friends. Tell your friends, please, to like our page. That's how we'll grow. And Darren, just not, people are going nuts about these. I wanted to ask you, the Rod Peterson Show mugs, the golf balls, the water bottles, how do they get them?
Well, it's funny. We teased the shop, and we're there. All the items are in the store right now. We just can't put it live because we got to figure out the tax. Apparently, we can't tax anybody yet, so we're just working on a couple of technical issues. But we were
can't tax anybody? That sounds
morning.
Very anti-Canadian.
I know, right? So we're just working on cleaning up some of the details.
You want my GST
number? To make sure we can put it in there.
You want my GST number?
There we go.
Okay. Thanks. Can't wait to chat with Paul Drouin with our vaunted post-show meeting. This should be good. Thank you for watching, everybody. The Rod Peterson Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.